Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 15th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the swearing-in of members of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter-wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the government's attempts to stop corruption in Zimbabwe.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa today swore in new members of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission amid reports that the commission is currently handling over 200 cases of corruption.
The commission has pledged to tackle corruption, which it says is the key driver of economic decay in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe has over the years recorded serious cases of corruption, including the infamous Willowcat car scandal, which involved some top state officials and several others.
The commissioners are Chairperson Justice Lois Matanda Moyo, Jesse Majome, John Makamure, Gabriel Chaiva, Tandiwe Tando Mhlobane, Frank Muchengwa, retired Major Michael Dennis Santi, Phineas Murapa, and Mabel Ndakaripa Hungwem.
The Zimbabwean government recently gave the commission some arresting powers to stop graft.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Now we have a commission. Gibbs akuna.
Then somebody comes arrests you because of this.
Ivo wanu kusunga vega. Ivo wanu varungo kisa. Ndofunga wanenga washopiwa chain. Zakudara kuti ukaona uori onzi manya ontaura kumapurisa mapurisa oshikonzi manje hatina docket enda kune imwe police station vakubva vango kubata ipo
kuti wotanwa une mali ke ungavaniki mali
imwe mhosva futi iyo
vakufa pakati
zvakanyanya saka ndo zvinhu zviri kutarisirwa kuti commission inge ichishanda kuvhara uori nekuti vakawanda vari kuchema kuti nyika iri kutadza kubudirira nenyaya yecorruption. Saka kana paine commission saizvozvi ndo zvine zvichitarisirwa.
So lavo nxa befika kuno block la pari mapoliseni amapolisa ati pela if it like one ham right angene vaniki police
ivo afonera kuzake
yeri mutengo zake kuna
anobva atongosunga munhu iro.
Yes, yakuzva kakhulu udaba lolu. Abantu vanenge vakhuluma ngalo kuti anti-corruption commission ezingena ofisini yayo wanzanike ila mandla kuti ibopa vantu kodwa ke xa ibopa vantu konapo ibopa vantu abanjani ikosi kukhuluma kati tezi lojoka khonapho ukuthi nxa bengafika kumbe ku-road block ipolisa libe zisithi hayi phela mbona ngazani imoto yakho ayihambi kuhle ilalokhu lalokhu kumbe umtshiso wayo kawulunganga kambe bona bangeke bababribha yini kambe lanxa umuntu ebotshwa engekababambisa yini imali. So ke nxa sokusiya phambili sizwile ke ukuthi uhulumende ukuthi ke abantu beZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission sebe lamandla ukuthi babophe kambe bazabe bopha abantu abanjani akutsho ukuthi bayacina befukula labanye abantu abangalamacala uzokuthiwa uzibani ngoba ulwisana norhulumente sokumele bamjove phakathi. So sifuna ukuzwa ngalo ukuthi kuhamba njani namhlanje ke siyakwazi ukuthi bagcotshiwe khonangale ke estate house labo-ke abakuzimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission asazi ukuthi kozala mkomoni. So kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Andiredi Gibbs. Zvinofadza kuti nyika inenge ichitora matanho akaita saiwa yekuti pange pachirwiswa uori nekuti uori ndo uri kunzi wauraya nyika. Saka nhasi mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vatoresa mhiko makomishina kuti vange vachitora basa iroro tichinzwa kuti svondo rapera gurukota rezvemutemo vaziyambi ziyambi vakazivisa nezvekupiwa masimba kwekomishina. kamisheni iyoi kuti inge ichisunga vanenge vachipara dzimosva kana kuita zvehuori nokuti wakawanda vanga vachichema kuti commission hongu ine basa rainoita asi kana isina masimba ekusunga hapana zviri kufamba vakawanda vachichema vachiti haina mazino zvino tinoona kuti zvese zvavepo commission yavepo makomishini atoreswa mhiko nhasi uye masimba ekusunga avepo chasara nechekuti vaite basa tinonzwa kuti vane mhosva dzingada kutosvika kana mazana maviri 200 dzakamirira kunge dzichitariswa necommission iyoyo teichitarisira kuti panofanira pachibuda chimuko wambotaura Gibbs iyo kuti pane vakambotosungwa nenyaya dzehuori kubvira kare kunana
Willow scandal. So kuna pana vantu vave kule facility kahulumende yokuti ama minister atengs mota eWillowville industry
crisida
ya ma crisida nalala vantu vatenga ma crisida kuti ngatenge avese itengisa xa itengise itenge 3000 atengise 5000 so azuze nje phakathi isikwama lapha 2000
zvakagara zvishungwa Gibbs kuti tinoona kuti isisi tichikura taitoti unono tenga masenda kura ako mu supermarket obuda panzi wafuriza kumba wakutengeso
manje ne yaihlupa ngoba yayi lo government phakathi ugovernment la wayifaka kuimadlana so nxa ugovernment yokufakela imali bona usayitengisa ngayo
awuchadzosera mari ugovernment pakaipa Gibbs unonzwa kuti taane mumwe mudare wedu vanove muzvare Jesse Majome vari commissioner weZimbabwe anti-corruption commission vanoye mumwe makomishina atoreswa mhiko nhasi kuState House tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu muzvare Majome aiwa taswera ndinoimba kuti vateereri vaswerawo zvakanaka Gibbs
yes so for a start in English can you tell us you know what you guys are actually mandated to do as the anti-corruption commission what are your duties
In terms of Chapter 13 of the Constitution, the Anti-Corruption Commission is one of those two institutions that are established in order to combat crime. So that's clearly what we must do, apart from the Prosecutor General. So what we must do is to devise measures and policy positions and actually take measures regarding the elimination of corruption. It involves, therefore, seeking to understand, investigating what are the causes of corruption, its magnitude, its manifestations, where it is, and then apart from that, actually taking action, investigating particular cases, and recommending them for prosecution to the Prosecutor General's office, as well as also advising the state, as well as the private sector, because the mandate of the Anti-Corruption Commission is not only to eliminate corruption in the public sphere, but the private and the public sphere. So our role is to recommend and to put in place mechanisms where we can in order to end corruption and to also promote the values of integrity as well in our society. That is preventing corruption as well.
And so and you've got arresting powers. And you've got arresting powers, right?
We the commission has not have arresting powers. But the commission, but you know that anybody in Zimbabwe actually has the power to arrest. I'm so afraid of what is called the citizen's arrest, where anyone sees anyone who they suspect is committing a criminal offense, they are authorized to apprehend them and bring them to the law enforcement agents. So that's always there. But I'm sure recently we heard how the Minister of Justice recently gazetted and included in the definition of police officials of the Anti-Corruption Commission, so that they also additionally are able to, you know, that they would be in the, that they would also have clear arresting powers, but they would therefore hand over the people to the police.
Thank you so much, Ms. Majome. Please do stay on the line. Tinemwe munyarikano wedu pachirongwa Gibbs. We have Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is an independent political commentator. Welcome to our show, Mr. Ndiweni.
Good evening, listeners. Thank you so much for welcoming me.
Welcome. Your first word on the swearing in of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission commissioners.
I think I'll pursue enough and congratulate Jesse Majome, particularly because I think in one of my tweets, if she recalls, I said that I would have loved to be part of the commission. And just want to say, I'm so okay, Major. I think just to give my perspective on the commission, it remains to be seen if this commission will behave differently from the previous one that was suspended. I think what we saw then was a lot of, I would say, media kind of statements that it has done, it's going to do it, this and that. But then in terms of the practical action on the ground, we did not see that. So this commission that is now has members, people like Jesma Jome, that seemingly have some kind of a record and we're doing a bit of good work. It remains to be seen if they're going to lead to the building. We don't want to be having commissions that come and go and we spend money on them and they fail to deliver 2 years after it's suspended. We lose resources and time, and the time continues to go without dealing with the key issues that are still affecting the country, issues of corruption. And we want to see to what extent we have the power to hack and top politicians who seem to be mentioned or to be the key players in corruption, corrupt activities in the country. Not to say that ordinary citizens are not participating in corrupt activities, but I think the big corruption that we are seeing in the country is worth millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, allegations of corruption in various institutions. And it's worth to be seen if these people are going to chase to fight for it to be a state service that have a commission now with people who have a bit of integrity, and then that's the end of it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni. Please do stay on the line. You heard it from Mr. Ndweni. He says it remains to be seen if the new commission
it has some teeth.
Yes, and it's different from the previous one.
Yeah. Go to Baba Ndweni, Mr. Ndweni, just briefly. Ubona zani amazinyo bangawuthatha ngapi? Njoba sizwile umajome lapho uthi hayi bona ye bala amandla ukuthi bangaphupha umuntu bembambe kodwa so mandla lana amakhulu phela. So ukuze balolwe ukuthi bakwenze konoko kumele bathathe ngaphamandla njengoba ke nxa singangena kukhonoko anti-corruption commission ezakudala uyatsho ukuthi hayi sasingani zinqundekile. So ukunqundeka konoko kungalungiswa njani?
Ngicabanga ukuthi mina ukuze bebe namazinyo kudingakala esingathi ngesikhiwa i-political will ukuthi labo abaphethe intambo zamandla babe leqiniso baqinisele ukuthi bafuna ukulwisa ukugwelegwele. Ngibona ngani vele indikimba yendaba yokuthi is the political will kulokufuna yini from laba abaphethe intambo ukuthi abantu laba basebenze kumbe it's window dressing ukuthi hayi commission isiyaphointiwe sebekhona sebefungisiwe kumele ukuthi bavunyele basebenze. But lapho futhi kumele batshengisele ukuthi nxa kukuthi kule migoqo ethize ezabavimba ukuthi basebenze ababonakale beresayine. Mina ngibona ngani umuntu sibili othembekileyo oqinisile ongafuna ukuthi abegcwele imoto enkulu liyana lokungamadlana akutholayo ngomsebenzi nxa kukuthi akusebenzeki umuntu kumele athi mina sengishiya umsebenzi lokhu angumkwanisi ngibelekile into ezithize ezizisimbayo. So ngicabanga ukuthi kuzakhanya kuzavela ukuthi amazinyo bazaba lawo na and kuzakuya ngokuthi abaphethe intambo bayavumelana bayabanika lawo mandla yini ngoba amapholisa azobe avunyele intambo phabantu and they can get that power. So abanje bazawathola kubakhulu babazahambe bahambe lezimbili bantu imbophe ngoba undangakela ukuthi engabe kuphatheka kubugwelegwele.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu, sicela ubambe khona phoka indawo Baba Ndweni. So all what he's saying is that there's need for politicians to have that what is called a political will to actually fight against corruption. So he says if that's not the case, and Majome and others don't have all that kind of power and to push and all those kind of things, they should resign at one stage if they believe they're not doing the right thing.
Who should resign? The politicians
the commissioners,
or the commissioners
themselves? Yeah.
Okay.
So if they push and think no, we're just wasting our time.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody should come clean and say, no, you know what? We cannot continue doing this.
But I think there should be other means instead of the commissioners resigning. Because you know what will happen? The whoever is corrupt will just budge mm-hmm. knowing that in the end the commissioners will give her.
That's why he says the political will is important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, before we go to Ms. Majome, Timbunzawa Tereri, Studio 7, Manyora, pa Facebook page, Edu, and Zina Mkoma Elias Basopo, watching from Zimbabwe, Harare, Mkoma Philemon Kawena. We need that move to end corruption in our nation, Zimbabwe. Then Top Fan, and the disciple Gilson Madanire, and Zukova Kawana, variwo mutungamiri wenyika wamunangagwa wacho wanofana kuwasunga here then panashe tapfuma hanzi mukoma jonga maswera sei then Watson Mutau hai then toona pana Elias Basopo wadzuka dokaro wachinyora hanzi well said Madam J ndofunga watara Madam Jesse Majome hanzi congratulations makorokoto let's work hard about corruption. Muzare Majome muri kunzwa zviri kubva kuna vandiweni pamwe nevateereri vese vari kungotarisira kuti dambudziko iri rinofanira kupedza kuti urongwa hunofanira kupedza dambudziko recorruption kana rehuwo rabata nyika. Tichitarisa maumbirwa akaitwa commission yenyu nematarisiro amunoita zvikwanisiro zvenyu zvamunofunga mune muchiwana zvebasa nezvimwe zvakadaro zvingatora nguva yakadii kuti vana veZimbabwe vatange kuona kuti andofunga maakushanda. Munogona nyi kuti kana kutaura neshona kana kusanganisa zvino chirungu kuti how long do you think that Zimbabweans can start appreciating that the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission is working?
To be honest, I do not have any idea how long, because I was just appointed today. I'm one of the 8 commissioners. So it would really depend on when it is that the commission can actually have its meeting. First meeting, because they hasn't, I'm not able to tell. But what I would be able to say to Zimbabwe is that, that can they just be patient, because it's setting up of a commission. There was a chairperson only, and then there are commissioners. So it really depends. I'm sure the commission will be communicating to the public through the chair when it will start the type of pangatari seal. Commission in Yato Tange, Bassa Nikurumiza, Varu Tarisira, Ku Vandutsqua, Kunaiti, or Anitwa, Shoku, Shokupeza, War, Vakatari, Vakatisa, Vakatiza, which Vatapa, which a Giro, Evo, President Pachesavo, and the Rashi, we were talking about it, Sigir, Mabasa Commission, and Nona, Fusion, that is out. Pane Chido, Nishin Langa, Shoka, which Tange Basa, Tirovis, and the Kurumiz.
Thank you so much. Hanzi ndo zvinoitika kana vana vakanga vane nzara for a long time. Vakangoona mai vaisa poto pamoto, they think kuti sadza rubva rango ibva ipa havambozova tiri chakwata richizodi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, if the family has been going for days without food,
yeah.
The moment they see their mother putting like a pot on the fireplace, they would suggest, they would just think that it's automatic that there will be food.
Yeah.
Sasa is going to be ready. They don't know that it will take time to process.
To cook and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we have a caller or we have someone online. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Makadi.
Yaga fawa Mr. Jonga Linjani.
Ang ya pila
unjani.
Ya unjani lo, unjani lo siti.
Moe, unjani void.
I have been
a cool boy. I would you turn a volunteer tower?
Yeah, now I have a lot of Munzana. I want to enter a car. Yeah, who are we saying about Kuruanji on paper? What about the Wizard? I'm a Tamaras Babolo, Okapri, Lavo, Lavo, Diana, Indian. Yes, but what do you say? I want to enter a car. Into a car all the time is the last thing you have any. The 20 things. I was a little bit of a minute on Rumon Kabe. As the Umuja Corona nominator, Minayim Kiz, umuntu ethi lamhlanje ukhuluma oba umuntu wabo uthayiva ukuba ukhuluma esihlayela bese kungapha ku MPC uyasuka ukuthatha sekhulisayela esinjalo umuntu onjalo awongomthembu ukuthatha ngakathi umuntu esitrebi sase khuluma ye anti corruption umuntu onjalo ethisa chintayo yabona. So you program yabo ukuthi bona wabukuthi unakala ukuthi kube ne anti corruption yes abantu vena nayithakazile ukuthi sibizwe singaba right kodwa nje siyaphosha khona abantu abakhethayo nabantu abakhethiweyo imajority yabo akuna marikazi yaphumala ngokwaba yicuku nje eliza kudla amabhondi yalama player ngehole nje behlale emahotel emhlangano kodwa end of the day corruption yali khona yabule ukuthi idlilize lokuziphela imali kuphela kuyo yonke into ephumayo
lapha-ke utshuthi akulancedo lokho
hayi balaphile yona njengabaumasafuna ukuthela leqiniso ngezimbabwe oyaziyo nawe yabona kusuka thina sibona amakhomishini osandela khomishini yikhomishini ebangathi yasebenza kwabanje abantu kodwa abantu laba bazange bajeziswe eniyagumbu kwababa babathi abamnathi iphoyizini akwaziyo oba yiphoyizini bayeka yamaqiniso ngbokayikekuyistorini wapi uyagumbu from there akuzange ube necommissiona akuzange ube nento esebenzayo and abantu laba yibo ubonabo mna ngagwala obantu bal yibo bakhona nanamhlanje into yabenze mina ngabethwa nawe ungabethwa nje ngoba umuntu nje ebhizini kodwa into elekuthi bambabona yeleti abathatha imali yathetha ngakithi ububa kubhuti lowakithi lo umpofu lobhetitof wathatha iinkota zonke ngalo wafaka emzini wakhe wakha amahotele into yonke efolosifolosi nguyiwa nje nguye kathe siba mutsho eyouth lobezani labo kuyaziwa bathi lifela kodwa ukuthi ebanjwa wabukakabanjwa
kathesingathi uyaqatshangelwaamakhomishini
kodwa abantu besaziwa bayaazi abantu abafuzeka mutho wamapholisi amapholisa abebhana political ground lelo ndareta abantu bashentshayo ilizwe lisilungiswa yi-corruption uyake indawane so anesisithi kungena ubani into le ngikudlisana imali nje banikezana imsebenzi ngoba seyiva abasweli yokuze ku-m p labo lokuzele umajomi usisisosiyezisebenzisibanela ebandleni laye uku-m p akungenanga bayanikezana izikhundaekhona imali akuna nejo eyatholaka lapha imali yaleengabanikeza ukuthi emakhaya beyefundisa abantwana kithi ngale kuyobhede ngale futhi abantu befunde kungcono.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana moya ungathina kusasa baba. Akunjalo uthi inombolo yakho sasingayibonanga kuhle nyoni ungasithayi
kuhle kuhle mnumzana hayi makwenza ntele ukuthi sikodise nje kodwa akuba nto esebenzayo yaaeti ngitshela abanye isikhathi
ye siyaba kakhulu ke ungathela kusasa baba. So Mr. Nyoni is saying that this is just a waste of time, you know. He says maybe people that are going to be targeted are political opponents of the establishment. So he says even the appointment of these people was done by the president. So if a president appoints these people, which means there's a problem. And then he cites the Sandula Commission. Still remember, Wilson Sandula Commission, you look at scandal. So he says, what happened to that? There were some people who drank some, who allegedly drank some poison. And there are some people who were said to have been summoned to court. But then their cases just disappeared. So he says, you know what? This is a gravy train. And then he went on to say, you know, there are people like Gabriel Chaiva and Miss Majome who were in MDC. And they didn't make it politically, according to him. So he says now they are back, you know, through the back door. And he says such people, you never know what happens when they're dealing with corruption. So maybe they may not diligently do what they're supposed to do. Maybe we can go to Majome and
pose the question. Miss Majome, maybe you can respond to that.
You know, I think it's very sad that I realize that there's a lot of debate in Zimbabwe that, with respect to this gentleman, is out of ignorance. I think Zimbabweans should take the, you know, she should have the habit of just reading and informing themselves about what the issues that they talk about are. Because from this gentleman, I can forgive him, because it doesn't look like he's actually familiar at all. He knows at all what the point, you know, what a constitutional commission is, what the constitution says about commissions. He does not at all know how the commission is selected. So maybe for his benefit and for the benefit of listeners, because I've been engaging in a debate on social media, and the people, look, I think let's get to know what how these things work. I think political polarization and obsession with the members of this political party or that will continue to ruin Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is a nation. It is way bigger than any political party. Political parties are inside ZANU-PF. I'm not in a political party myself. I left. But I'm saddened to see this obsession. I'm seeing a lot of very uninformed and very ignorant, like, you know, actually vitriol from members of the, particularly the MDC, who seem to be, they are just aggrieved, they're unhappy and grumbling with everything. And some of them, the ones who are saying this, don't know that the Anti-Corruption Commission is a commission that is established by Chapter 13 of the Constitution. It is a constitutional commission. And how is it established? It is actually put in place by Parliament. How Parliament? Because Section 151 of the Constitution sets up a committee on standing rules and orders of Parliament. And it doesn't look like this, I think it's Mr. Nyati. He doesn't know what is the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders, that it is the leadership of Parliament that reflects the composition of Parliament. Therefore, it means that it's got people from, I think he's from the MDC, this person. He doesn't know that the leader of the opposition who is in the MDC, the chief whip of the MDC, and also other members of the MDC are members because of the constitution of the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders. But you see, it doesn't look like he even followed the news because he didn't know that. He should follow the interviews, the Republic. I and other commissioners were actually selected by the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders. Section 251 of the Constitution says that that Committee of Standing Rules and Orders conducts public interviews. These interviews were public. If this gentleman had followed, they'd actually have seen that members, they'd have seen members of the opposition who were on the panel and members of ZANU-PF who were on the panel, and they would have seen them grilling us. And so in terms of the Constitution, the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders of Parliament is actually the one that selects these people. It chooses the interviews. It picks 12 people from the, you know, from the pool. There were 30, there were 100 and something of us at the beginning. The Committee on Standing Rules and Orders, that includes people from the MDC, senior members, including the leader in Parliament and so on. They shortlisted people. They came up with 38 names. They then interviewed us. They picked 12 names from that. And then of those 12 names, they sent them to the president in terms of the constitution. And the president, the president's only role and the power that he has is to drop 3 of those names. And from those 12, the president picks 8. So all of the people are selected by parliament, including members of the opposition. And the president drops 3. And then because he is the head of state, he will conduct the ceremony of actually swearing them in and appointing them. So, think we should read and get to understand these things. These are not ZANU-PF institutions.
Thank you so much.
The Sandula Commission was not a constitutional. It was way before this constitution. It was a commission in terms of the commissions of inquiry. Go on, but please, Ram, let us read and let us be informed. So that we can get this country going. We can only hold institutions to account if we know what they are about.
Definitely. Thank you so much. And hold on there. I think we've got a caller.
Yes, that's Mkoma Gabriel or Parunare. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Magadi.
Magadi.
Takasimba. Dance. Gwangu titina Mkoma Gabriel. Ndi Mkoma Gabriel. Ani au?
Mkoma Gabriel.
Yeah. Okay. Murikupi Mkoma. From South Africa, Mpumalanga. Chirongwa ndicho chimapinda mchirongwa tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinotenda ma nokutipidza muchirongwa.
Ndizvozvo.
Ndoda kukorogotidza vapinda baba. Kutaiwa mukana wavo kuita mari wasvika. Ndokuti dambudziko ratinaro muZimbabwe nderekuti pane makomishina akawanda ari kukotora mari but pasina chinobuda. Recently takaita komishina yava Mondlane. Chakataura zvayakataura but hakuna kana mumwe chete akaudzwa kuti chii chakabuda ipapo. Saka nyaya yekuti vamunangagwa vanoita havo makomishina vari kuisa magururo avo sezvataurwa nemutauri ambotaura pamashura pakachara nechidere vaya vanyonya. Pakomisha hapana chinobuda.
Sei muri kufunga kuti hapana chinobuda nekuti makomishen ya mataura ye mwashande commission yakasiyana mashandira ya Zimbabwe and corruption commission.
Kutara choka chingumaka kana iri ze commission yakaitwa na vamunanga vayangori yayo kuti vari kungowana kuti vamwe vanhu avo hama
akawana makomishen aitwa pasina chataona chabuda.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gabriel that mukoma Gabriel calling from Mpumalanga in South Africa.
Yes.
He says that's a money making project for the commissioners with nothing tangible come out of that, and he cited the Moshande commission which said had its findings but nothing was taken out of that commission from the findings from the commission report to be effective.
Mr. Ndweni, I guess you are still around. I think you can hear people's views there, and it seems as if people are worried about this commission. They're saying it's just a waste of time, you know? Literally.
Yeah. I think some are opinions, some are facts, and some are... I think they are based on two things, what has happened before. And I think I will not crucify people for expressing themselves in the way they see things, because perhaps they've seen things not working before. So they are good, they are right to actually be very skeptical about or pessimistic about what's going to happen with this commission, which I think, for me, it's a genuine concern. So like I said earlier on, that it will depend in terms of depend on whether there is the will for the work and also mechanisms in place and the necessary support for them to do the work. But to say that people they are lost, I don't think it's proper. But I think it's based on what they've seen before. Of course, I see the completion of commissions that are appointed by the president or president to do specific things, like the Monklante Commission, the Sandura Commission, that they're not constitutional commissions as compared to this one and the Human Rights Commission, and among others. But I think what people are drawing from that is that perhaps those commissions have not really done anything meaningful besides producing reports, the report that sometimes is taken to the public or sometimes is hidden. So it remains to be seen if this sort of paper tiger, like I said, that is going to work. If it's not going to work, then the question is what happened to it. Of course, I think the commission, like, for example, if you think about the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, has tried to do some work. I think it has issued the statements and condemning certain excesses of the state, among other things. And we're seeing them being a bit objective and doing work. So this commission, the anti-corruption commission, we're going to see whether they're going to do the same. But what is unfortunate is that it is starting from the negative side, because we have the previous one that was actually dissolved because seemingly it failed to work. So the question is, what is different about this besides what is the constitution? We know that in terms of the provisions or in terms of its function, it's still outlined. But the question is, practice now from what is written. Are we going to see what is written in the constitution being translated into meaningful action on the ground? That is where people actually are contesting and saying, and nothing will happen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni, and stay on the lines. Dr. Slaban, to go to again, Baleke umlayizelo owodwa kumbembili. Utopias Ndlovu, uthi sebefakwe emalini. Ayikho into ezaphuma la. Ozafuna ukuthi uyabona ukuthi kwenzakalani, uzizwa kuthiwa ke usetshaya ingozi emgwaqweni. Kuzobuya ke abanye njalo, uBongo Love, la uthi ngikhona bafowethu. Kumlani Ncube uthi, asazi, sizocela sivuthiwe. So people are saying, they are very skeptical about the commission itself. So they are doubting whether it's going to have some kind of teeth, you know, to do their work. So then Martin Frank Samamo is saying, call me right now. And Skumbuzo Mlalazi on Facebook Ndebele, VOA Ndebele, says, can you call me right now? I need to say something. Yes, so the phone and last and then it's long to go in.
Tameti ne mtere randi zoto la chiripo ere. Alo? Vankomo? Linja ni babankomo?
Ye mnumzana, ujan?
Yara?
Ye ujan?
Nyapira njama.
Nyapira, mkuma lwani?
Ya, mkuma lwa effort mus.
Oye, ngube, aguchukutuwe na ubona njani, commission ne, ubona njani?
Mina ngokamthokazi Mthembo asinasithandi ukuthi ayingafihla umndeni. Lapha nje uJesu majomeni befake eplanini labanye bakhe la. Njalo mina into yokuqala engifundi nganto angiyakhala ngayo Dube ungathangela khonapha dala ensukwini ezedlule beyolokhu ekuhlatshelwa ye uJonathan Moyo usebenzise 400,000 yezindefu ngiralani imali uJonathan okwakukhala ngayo ukuthi wayisebenzisa akayifaka ngepokethini yakhe kulalokhu eyakusebenzayo kodwa kulama 15 billion anyamalalayo akuna muntu okhuluma langayo kule mali okwakukhulunywa ngazo ephalamende ezezinara abayibephana ngazo ukuthi balo ngithinwele no one is talking about it kule mali kathi sihle umntwana lo wabanjwayo kamthwanga umonga abantu wabanjele about 200,000 no one is talking about it kule Dexter Ndunya wazi watshela ukuthi yayi-double thief etshelwa ngulo unaseni we-Norton no one is talking about it kodwa into yonke lapho ekhona nxa kuthiwa kuyakhuluma umuntu uJonathan Moyo. Kanti uJonathan Moyo wenzani? Okukhulu 400,000 le abayitshoye ezindefu nale imali yabo-Dexter Nduna nalezi imali zabo-Dinara okungakhunyela azo nalezi imali zabomntwana wabo-Chris Mthwanga wabanjwe lama 200,000 konke kakhunyela ngazo. Naye nale ehlanganisa ubaba uMpofu yamadayimana lezi izimali ezazinyamalala. No one is talking about it. So khonapha into yokuqala Dube ngikhulume ngani ngiyaprofita. Uze razokhulunywa ngokuthi uJonathan kakuyazophendula kathi kusonani thina kuhamba njani
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu mfowethu siyabonga sibili hayi kukhanya zanureza into eziningi kakhulu ukuthi sizambuza lo nkosazana Jesu Majome ukhona la sizukuthi uthini ngakhonokho okukhulumileyo ungathina lokusasa ncobe sibonge kakhulu baba
Siyabonga
kakhulu. So what Mr. Ncube is saying is that you know there are several issues or corruption cases that have been actually walking the limelight. One of them is the $15 billion. Still remember the Mugabe issue? 15 billion diamonds says nobody's talking about it right now. Zinana the head dues says no one is talking about it. They're not even concerned. And then he mentioned an issue of a child of a senior person in ZANU PF and quasi government issues. So he says that person was caught with $200,000, and no one is even interested in knowing who did what and where the money was coming from. And all these cases, he says these are clear cases of corruption, and nobody is being accountable for such a kind of money. You know, most of it is state money. The 200,000, of course, maybe some private
money.
But this one, 15 billion, and Zinara says no, there's an issue.
But there. On the 15 billion, was it proved that $15 billion was?
So he says that's the work of the Anti-Corruption Commission, just to go and inquire and find out what is going on.
Maybe that's why they are being brought in. Muzare Majome, tizwe kuti munotiwo muchitaura chikano rurimirwa amai. Vakawanda vari kungochema kuti vafunga kuti pane chinobuda kukomisheni vachitarisa kuti manga makomisheni zviri kungonzi zvawanikwa zvakati zvakati kwabuda maripoti asi hapana matanho anozoonekwa achitorwa
inzvongodzokera nyaya yekuti chokwadika zvakakosha kuti chidi kana tichiyera nyoka toyera iri toyera nyoka kana tiri kuyera ndati kana gonzo toyera gonzo hatingasanganisi kuyera gonzo nekuyera nyoka makomishoni andiri kunzwa vari kungotaura nevanhu zvinoda chokwadi tiite ruzivo chokwadi muzimbabwe zviri pachena handizve kuti makomishoni avari kutaura haasi makomishoni econstitution akagadzirwa neconstitution iyi avari kutaura nezvemaripoti avo ane basa rakatosiyana anogadzwa nenzira dzakasiyana saka zvinoda kuti tirambe tichingodzokera tichikurudzira kupa kushambadza ruzivo tichinyatsotaura nezveanticorruption commission nebasa rayo Then zvimwe zvanga zvichitaurwa zvichinyinyiswa ehe ndikuzvika kuti vanhu vari kuti havaoni ichi havaoni zvinobuda inini handigoni kupikisana nemaonero evanhu kana ndizvo zvavanofungawo ndizvo zvavanofungawo kana vachifungawo kuti hapana chinobudawo ini handizivo ndiringoriwo munhu handingazivi zvinoitika mangwana kana neivo ini handifungi kuti tese ivo neni tinazivo kuti zvechokwadi pachaitika chakati zvechokwadi hapaitiki chakati chatingaziva chete ndechekuti commission iyi ine basa rakatarwa muconstitution rinofanirwa kuti riitwe zvichaitika zvinhu zvichaitwa necommission kana kuti zvaicharegera kuita saka zvinoda kuti noti tingapedzeoti hapana chichaitika ozi pane chichaitika tese hatizivi chinoitika asi chiripo ndechekuti basa racho rinotofanirwa kuti riitike inini sacommission ndakazvipira kuti ndiite basa rinoda kuitwa necommission iyoyo asi chimwe chandichataura chandinoona chichiri kuonekwa handifunga nevanhu vakawanda pamwe vamwe vari kuchiona hamini asi zvandinoona indofunga kuti ndechokwadi vanhu vari kuguka nekuti uori hwanyanyisa munyika chokwadi zvakawanda zvisiri kutomboitwa asi commission yeanticorruption indiri kuona hangu chimwe chinhu chikuru chiri pairi kuti mutungamiriri wecommission uku hapasati pamboitwa chairperson veanticorruption commission anichi ane simba rakadaro jaji vehigh court asi zvekuseka nazvo izvozvo hapasati pamboitwa utungamiriri wecommission hune huremu hune udzamu inini izvozvo zvaizvo zvinotondiratidza kuti patosiyana patosiyana ini ndaimbova mudare wemuparamende ndaitombotungamirira portfolio committee justice ichikoka commission kuti nekuti muconstitution munotaura kuti anticorruption commission vamwe macommission vaifanirwa vapa mukana kuti vauye vataure kwatiri nezvebhajeti ravanenge vakuzoda kuzopiwa saka ini ndakaona makomishoni handina kumbonyatsoona zvanga zvisina seutungamiriri panga pasina hameno panenge panga pakatosiyana ndirikuona kunge danho rekutogadza jaji wekuhigh court chinhu chihombe ichocho hatisadherere izvozvo zvine zvazvinotonyatsoreva kuti masimba acho nechinoa chinoda kuitwa uyezve chimwe chiripo ndechekuti zvandikuonawo ndiri kuparamende makomishoni aya anogadzikwa neconstitution haanga haapihwi mari mari yacho yekushandisa vanga vasina pane anticorruption commission yaivepo yatomboyavaamazanonadesk chaivo vakanga vasina ini ndakakasika madhareze chaizvo chinganzi vari kutombovatisatotenda reserve bank yatombotipa mari yekuti tibhadhare kuchenge bond
muzare majome ndokubatai muromo
zvinhu zvinoda kugadzirwa zvese izvozvo
ndokubatai muromo ramba henyu muri parunhare titore vamwe vateereri todzoka kwamuri tisataenda hedu tine muteereri anonzi vasikumbuzo mulalazi tisataenda kuna vamulalazi togamuchira vadeputy jamela vanovesa chigaro weanticorruption trust of southern africa vapinda muchirongwa tinogamuchirai muchirongwa vajamela
manheru vateereri
yes bata yanyu vajamela tingoti dee kunzwa kuna vamulalazi
baba mulalazi ukone kuxonani
ewaaiaikanibonani
njani foti sibonga kuti kakange njengamafitshani unibona njani izimbabwe anticorruption commission le
lutyelo luhle kakhulu lelo babadiwe idimoni lokusela idimoni le-corruption vele ifuneka khona ukuthi abantu especially isizwe sezimbabwe ukuthi sonke sibe ngamaphoyisa sibe lilihlo likahulumente lokhona kwabanye abakhulumayo ukuthi lo ofuma lelo hlelo ukuthi naye uthini ukuya phambili phela lokuya phambili kwabanye bekhuluma into eyenzaka namuva izweke liye phambili so I think uhlelo lokufuneka abantu ngesizwe sibe yithi esigada khonoko ukuthi njengoba sithembisiwe kuzenzeka stress ukuthi kwenzeke ngoba i-corruption yenzeka ithi kuma emphakathini njenge-community yazi ukuthi izalela kufa amakhanda alento bethiwa i-corruption akuphi
yeka
thina-ke siyabulelelao macala
bot bona zali bangayinelisa yini ukuthi ufaka abantu emapoliseni kunambana ukuthi babotshwe kumbe vele nje ukuzikhulumela asithi ke umongameli kuthiwa uyacathangela ukuthi ulecala lokuthi wenza ungethembeki kambe bangamgola labo bemphosele phakathi kunangombonako
ukuboshwa komuntu kimi akutsho lutho into enkulu ukuthi into mayiveze ivezekile ukuthi umuntu lomne kanjani kancane kancane siyadilika izindongana zezedwa zidilika ngelonkana ngelodo izodilika lo muntu ngoba esonga abantu nasakonfidence umuntu yazi isela noma engabuza ngamandla noma iphoyisa noma umongameli as long as ekubonakele ukuthi umuntu onganayo iqiniso ngekaphila emphakathini.
Hhayi siyabonga emlalazi baba ungathi nakusasa
toboka tatebo
toboka baba. So, Mr. Mlalazi is saying that, you know, this is a very good thing, and he thinks that is the way forward, you know, is the way to go from the president's side and his colleagues. So he says, you know, the Anti-Corruption Commission is bound maybe to come out with certain issues and then maybe address the corruption that is in the country.
Okay, let's hear from Mr. Jamela. Mr. Jamela, your take on the swearing-in of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commissioners today.
The Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa, we actually welcome this move. We have been calling government to expedite the appointment of new commissioners. As you know, the commission yakaitwa disband, and there are a lot of questions that have not been answered yet. Could you say yakaitwa disband that commission? But nonetheless, we are very, very happy that this is now happening, and we are seeing the list the MR commissioners yakaitwa sworn in, and we are very happy what's happening now. But what we are only looking forward to now is to see the result. Because the result, those Jataura Kuti Commission, Ichange Chibata Basarayo say, and we want to work very closely with the Commission as well. Because we, as a trust, we also are representing a lot of cases that are reported through our organization. And so what we want to see is moving from just a talk show into actually putting it into action. And we are happy that instrument 143 of 2019, Yaka Commissioner Commission Officers, Kuti Watangevaro Nemasimba, akangofanana nemapurisa. Saka we want to see kuti maresults achatanga kupinda here nemasimba yawo avakapuwa.
Thank you so much, Jamela Ramba Nyimuri Parunare Gibbs.
So what's the best way, Mr. Jamela, in terms of arming these people to have those kind of powers?
I think there are some interesting developments in Aitika, because in the past we were commission yanga isina ma resources akakwana, and we are still calling for the government to give all the resources necessary for this commission to be either effective, either independent, isina favor, isina choose this one is politically aligned, who is not politically aligned, so can be we have seen the government has started opening offices in all provinces, Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, which is a really good move. And we want to see the public also using those facilities to report matters of corruption in the country.
Thank you very much. I think we've got a caller. Can you stay
with me? Anzela Chibadura, Kanatola Chibedura. Hello?
Yeah, Magadie, you baba.
Takasimba baba, zita ndia ni kwa?
Yeah, ndi Chibadura, chaiye.
Chibadura, uwe kubadura mawaya.
Yeah, nda tena, nda fara, tari kumandisa mjirungwa nasi.
Aywa, tuto tenda, shukuru, tuto tenda, imi, fungwa, zenyu, tipe, ino kutimakano, na kamuna chukua nengu, wapane matere, ili waripa msesi.
Yeah, nda tena, zangu, mbuzo, wanruda kubuza, imi, kumewa, kutuwa nasi, mbukite kutanga, jesu, kutuwa, kutuwa, na president. Ko, hivyo manji, wakazo, itafai ndao, chukuti, ane mamu ma corruption ma corruption aripo president very involved kunyanyanya hapa na huu 16 billion ma affairs wa diamonds president wakone kwa wali behind that issue are they gonna arrest the president wao is the one who are president mbundu wanda kubunda la point kwa wa nasi simbarache watari wana hili reku sunga president yukini ya huu ya katutangwa mkuru ema hiti before the takeover of this ya hiti station chipanga kato mbutawa na 16 billion kinisisi angwa is behind that 16 billion kuchiazwa diamond
mazita mkoma mkoma chibadura mazita ati kwanisa kutawara mazita ya wanu masiri mchuro ungwa chine saka ati kwanisa utinge chinonge za wanu
Sasa na ida ubunda kutuwa chakwani saere
kusunga
kusunga wa president kana wakone kwa wali papa corruption
regai tipe mka na kuna commissioner majome commissioner majome kana maka mate rambunzo wafakuna wachibadura warukuti iwo mnukwansa ere kuzoti mkawana uwari uchinonge za kuna president mwenge mchua sunga na kutura matano
ini tunatenda chaezo ni mbunzo wazibunzo na wachibadura yungo zopira shakari kunezo ndambo tawara pekutanga kuti zvakakosha ini tinotenda inini vatepfenyuri kuti munhu opakana wekuti tikurudzire kuru handiti kuti tiruzivo rwemafambiro anoita bumbiro redu remutemo nyika yeti tipararire vachodarira ava vanoda kuti tivayeutsidze kuti constitution yedu zvainotaura inotaura kuti kana munhu ari mutungamiriri wenyika aneya inonzi immunity from prosecution paanenge ari muofisi anditi panguva iyoyo paanenge ari president wenyika anoreva kuti hakwanisi kuti ange achifunga zvatiti aite mhosva zvichireva kuti kana akabuda anokwanisa kubva azosungwa paanopedza izvozvo ndozvinotaura bumbiro redu sambundo wavo kurerwa nebumbiro maonero angu ndinoona kuti izvo zvinoitwa nekuti zvinotarisirwa kuti munhu anenge achitungamirira nyika hatarisiri kunge achipara mhosva nekuti anototora mhiko yekuiye ndiye basa rake izhinji nderekuzadzikisa mutemo wemuzimbabwe saka panotarisirwa kuti panotsvagwawo vanhu vanechi vanhu vane nduramo vasingangofambi vachingoita zvinhu zvinhu saka ndo bumbiro yangu yekutanga iyoyo yekuti bumbiro rinotojekesa zvakare pakuti pachinguva ichocho asi handioni kuti ngatitii mutungamiriri wenyika apara mhosva ini huori zvinoitika ndezvekuti bumbiro rimwe chetero ndinoramba ndichingodzokera bumbiro vedu wehama ngatitorei bumbiro redu tirifarire tiriverenge tirijaire tione kuti zvinoti kudii nekuti zvimwe zvinhu zvirikutinetsa izvi tinoona zvakatozvidayira kare saka isusu tikaziva kuti toti zvakati tinobva tatoramba tichidayira kuti ngazviitwe ngazviri makomishoni anogadzirwa neconstitution aya anosungirwa kuti apote achipa nebumbiro gore negore anofanirwa kupa inonzi ripoti zvisinga haapafanirwi kupfuura gore asina kupa ripoti yemabasa ayo kuparamende nyaya dzinenge dzofefetedza anopa ripoti kuparamende inoverengwa naminista apa minista wejustice zvinotonzi futi anogona kuti anokurudzirwa kuti apote achipa pamusoro peinonzi annual report anofanira kupota achitaura nezvechi nezvaanenge ataura saka ini ndinoona kuti ngatitii zvaitika kuti mutungamiriri wenyika aita mhosva ine humori komishen ikaongorora inini ndinoona zvichi kuti womuchero asingasungwi nguva iyo paanenge achiri president anoti zvinoburiswa mumaripoti zvoshambadzwa uyezve handizvino kuti bumbiro redu rakanaka mufunge rinonyatsogadzira pese bumbiro rimwe chete imomo rinototaura mega kuti ngatiti pane mukano wokumubvisa mutungamiriri wenyika kana adi neparamende inonzi confidence kana impeachment takaita kuvaa mugabe iyaya kana zvinoitwa kana munhu ari mutungamiriri achiitisa tsika dzisingaenderana newe president saka ndinotoona kuti chero asingasungiki asi zvinotozotodena umwe urongwa hunoita kuti munhu iye ange achizobviswa pachigaro uye ozotongwa saka chimwe chandiva tindidzimikire zvakare ndodzokera zvakare kuda kuti aunge rekodhi yaizo yekare yaibhamba nyaya yekuti bumbiro rinoti kudi chokwadi ngatizivei ngatizvifarirei ngatizvizote noti kudi bumbiro iri ndodzokera zvakare zvamambotaura tichirambe ichi lakini tichengetedze kuti commission inopindwana kuti tione vanhu vanenge vano zvakanaka kana vanhu vachifarira president zvakanaka chezvo vachimukudza asi vanoramba vanhu vanoramba vachingokangana kuti commission anti corruption commission kunzi inopindwa na president inopindwa na president inopindwa president ndo basa ravo ndo head of state ndo vanoita zvirango zvenyika commission iyi anti corruption inopinda muchigaro nekuti inosarudzwa nedare reparamende pakaitwa inonzi checks and balances ini ndinotenda mari kuti ndakavewo mutambura inyora bundire takanyatsoruka mufunge kuti masimba anyatsodonzerana pakaane akanyanya komiti yeparamende nhengo dzeparamende dzinovhoterwa neveruzhinji ndidzo dzine utungamiri hwahwo hunonzi committee on standing rules of parliament ndiyo ine utungamiri hwakasiyana-siyana kubva mapati ese ndiyo inosarudza inoita mainterview takaitoenda kumainterview ndo vanosarudza vopa president kana vopa vanhuedzi mazita 12 pa12 iva anenge vasarudza president anonhonga pane ivavo vari 12
thank you so much
ngatizviyeuke izvozvo
komishina maita basa rambai muri parunhare nguva dzaakutandanisana dzaakumhanya asi vataurayiwo kuti aiwa anzi mutemo bumbiro remutemo the constitution gives a sitting president immunity but once he leaves the office he's like Gibbs
yeah so maybe Michael is it still there Ndiweni I think is gone Ndiweni are you there baba Ndiweni khona
I'm there yeah ngkhona
yeah fake lokugcina kulapho sibili ube sizihambela ke mzalo ubona ngazani pho kumele benzeni emajomi lapha kumele benzeni
ya bona ngibona ngani ile crisis ye meeting ye image ibap under corruption ile crisis ye kuthi abantu abayithembi there is no trust in the commission so I think umlando omajoma that they have now is to find ways low cost ways of getting people know that this commission is serious about its work even visible to the people ibe ngumngane wabantu must defend the people so that they can open up and tell them ukuthi what is happening and then they do action and also I implore the commission to take serious the aspect of fighting corruption with local government in local authorities there's so much rot in the local authorities and for me that's my passion because sebenzela khona and I think that it is where service delivery is so if they need to do something drastic about local authorities and really deal with rot and so that we can try to actually perform better in terms of providing service to citizens. So for me, those are my closing words to say, okay, you need to be visible to the people, find ways to get the trust to the people. And the they don't trust you right now. They are very skeptical about the commission. And that's what keeps corrupting in the local authorities.
Thank you very much. Maybe, yes, maybe Mr. David Jamela, your last words.
I think certainly from our point of view, we want to congratulate President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government for walking the talk on these reforms.
Mm-hmm.
But what we now want to see is the result. But also one point we would like to really mention is around whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
We think that there is need also to come up with another statutory instrument that will protect whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we have seen recently, if you remember very well, there were some ZANU-PF youth who were demonstrating and calling for some people to be arrested who were implicated in corruption. And then what happened there was that there were threats with legal suits against those ZANU-PF youth. And so what we see is that those people with information, if they are threatened and there is no protection by the state, then it's going to be very difficult to deal with corruption.
Thank you so much. And our time is up. Thank you. Thank you so much. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Commissioner Chesley Majome of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, political commentator Mr. Michael Ndiweni, and Mr. David Jamel of the Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa is based in Botswana. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Till we meet again next time. Bye-bye.
Neni, jonga kande miri, nchitenda wa tereri, wakwanisa kufinda mchurongwa, ni mimose maam, chitevira, muru matima na enyika. Rambaya magati sigira, Studio 7, ndenyu, mwara razakanaka.